ಗುಣಸ್ವರೂಪ. ಎ ಮಹರ್ಷಿ ಈಸ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಹಿಸ್ ಡೆಫಿನೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ದಿ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಈಥರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ರಿಯಲೈಸ್ಡ್ ಪರಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್. ಬಟ್ ಅಡಿಷನಲ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ಇಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮಹರ್ಷಿ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಹೀ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ಡ್ ದ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್. ವಿಷ್ಣು ಇನ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವತಾರ ಆಸ್ ಕಪಿಲ ಮಹಾಮುನಿ ಹೀ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ಡ್ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಾಂಖ್ಯ ಯೋಗ. ದಟ್ ಫೋರ್ ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಎಪಿಥೆಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಹರ್ಷಿ. That is why he is called Maharshi. Just as we call Rama as an avatara, Maharshi Kapila is also an avatara. So in that avatara, he is a Maharshi. Similarly, we have some more avataras. That is, I already said, we have one is in Dattatreya, we have another Yajna Narayana. These are all the various avataras of Vishnu, various aspects of Vishnu. When we describe the various aspects of Vishnu in a Saguna Swarupa, the definition or the word that have to be ascribed for that qualification is being used in the Stuti and in the Sahasranama. Now it's clear?
Yes, sir.
Is it clear now? Any more doubt?
Yes, sir.
Maharshi Kapilacharya, Kritagnyo Medinipadi. Kritagnya Medinipadi. There are two meanings for this. Kritagnya, Vishnu is one who is, we shouldn't use the word grateful. Kritagnya, the word here, the indication is that Vishnu never forgets any small devotion done to him by any of his bhaktas. Anything that has been done in remembrance of Govinda or Sri Vishnu, he always keeps in mind and he ensures that you get manifold returns. One meaning, Kritagnya, and he is also the one. The other meaning is that he is the both cause and effect. Kritagnya, that is Kritam Karya hai Ajnya hai. Atma Kritanta Jayati Kritagnya. That is, he is the one who is the result of the cause. That is, he is the Paramatman, he is the cause of the world, and also he is also the Prapanja, which means he exists as the cause and as also the effect. Kritagnya. Then Metini Padaya Nama. Metini is the reference to earth. Pati, that is, he is the protector of the earth. Tripada. Tripada, I have also explained in the earlier slokas. Tripada means three steps. Akara, Ukara, Makara, three Aksharas. Then Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti. Again, we will get the next line also. You get next word also. Then Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti. Then Bho, Bhuva, Suva, three lokas. In addition to that, there is one more interpretation is being given, Sri Parashara Bhatta, in Parashara Bhashya, for this Namavali. That is, he is also defined as the earth, as the one Trisadhyaksha, because he is one who is Achit, Chit and Ishvara. Here, Chit means that which is present at all times, that is, that which is. Achit means that which is not, that is, which never is. And the third is oneness, the Parabrahma Swarupa, Chit and Achit. That is, he exists and he doesn't exist. How these things are compatible? When we perceive something as in existence, in that sense, the non-existence is not present. When we think that something does not exist, from that standpoint, that which is present is not, is missing. Therefore, he is, but whereas Vishnu, being not present and being present in both the senses, Vishnu is always available. Therefore, he is Chit and Achit. But when we come to the individual level, when we are in this world of names and form, we follow the procedures that are enjoined upon us. Either we follow, even if we do not follow, we keep on performing certain duties. Even for that, you have to have a personal marker, a personal Ishvara. That is, Vishnu also exists as an Ishvara. That is, Vishnu exists as a Parabrahma, as Chit, and also as an Achit, and also he exists as an Ishvara in Saguna world. Saguna world. Mahasrungaya Namaha. Shringa, Mahashringa means Vishnu in the avatar of Varaha, he had the horns. He had three horns. We will get another one more Namavali to describe this. So he, Vishnu, is one who is played around the world with his three horns. Kritanta Krita, that is Vishnu. One meaning is that one who destroys the world, who destroys the world which he has created himself. Then one more meaning is that Vishnu is also the one who is the cause of this world and also the effect of the world. Krita, that is the action, akrita, action, and also the one who makes the things happen. So he is the both cause, both the cause and effect. The next sentence comes like this. Mahavaraho Govinda Chutena Kanakangadihi Gukyogaviro Gahano Gupta Chakragadataraha. Mahavaraha, that is a huge boar. With Mahavaraha, Vishnu is the person. Vishnu is compared to the Varaha. Varaha is always taken to, reference is taken in Vishnu Sahasrara because of two facts. Number one, Bhumi, that is here, is the avatar of Bhudevi, so he is concerned, so he protects. The second is, the earth was being taken away and Vishnu recovered it from the water. Therefore, in that sense also, figuratively, he is the one who protects the world. That is the reason why Varaha reference is often taken. And also in the Varaha, and also in that time, the one of the Asuras, Hiranyaksha, taken away the Vedas. Therefore, when the reference to Varaha is given, it also indicates the quality of Vishnu as having a recovered knowledge, because Veda is nothing but knowledge. Therefore, Mahavaraha, Vishnu is compared to the Mahavaraha in terms of protecting the earth, in terms of performing his duties as a husband, and also in respect of discharging his duties to recover the Veda and also to deliver knowledge to people. Mahavaraha Govinda. Govinda is the name, as I repeatedly said, is most dear to Bhagavan Krishna. Consequently, is Bhagavan Vishnu also. It was conferred upon him by Indra. Another meaning, Vishnu Tilaka, is one of the texts where it says, Go is another meaning for Praja, that is people. That is, Vishnu is one, because he protects people, he is called Govinda. Sukhena, Vishnu is one who adorned, whose arms are adorned with armlets. You would have seen the bhuja of Tirupati Venkatachalapati on the right arm and the left arm, you will find a special adornment. It is called only an adornment, armlets in English. It is very difficult to translate. In Sanskrit, in English, in Sanskrit, this is how it is being, this is the word. It is, this is the word we have used. Now, in Tamil, Thol Velai, they say, that is the one which you have it on your arms. Then, Kanaka Angi, Sushenaka Kanaka Angadi, his body, that is, it is completely made up of Sushena, is the one who, Sushena is one who has the best Sena, that is, Narayana Sena, he, the one who possesses, in his avatara of Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he had Narayana Sena with him. When Arjuna and Duryodhana went to him to choose between him and the Sena, Duryodhana chose the Narayana Sena, that is Krishna's Sanya is was called Narayana Sena. Krishna himself on the other side, we know that Krishna went to the side of Arjuna, the Narayana Sena on the other side. In that sense, Sushena means one who possesses the greatest Sena. The philosophical meaning of Sushena means Vishnu is one who has the best Sena, the best follower in the Vedas and Upanishads. Vedas. Kanakangidena. That is, Vishnu is one who wears the beautiful golden armlets. Guhyaya. Vishnu is one who is kept as a secret, who is mysterious, who is difficult to be known. Even though he resides in our heart, he is very difficult to find out. Gabiraya, he is one who is possessed of jnana, that is absolute knowledge and will, and because of that he exists with Gambhira, one who commands respect. Gambhira Gahana, Gahanaya. Gahana means because of his very nature of his vast knowledge, wealth and sarvantarvyapi, one who exists everywhere in the world, is very difficult to know himself, to know him. That is, one is like an ocean in whose depth cannot be measured. Guptayana, Gupta Chakra Gadadharayanama. Guptaya, Gupta means one who is beyond your mind and words. That is, when we say Guhya means it is a secret, mysterious, then when we say Guptaya means it is kept as a secret which cannot be understood easily by people because it cannot be understood by our senses. Yesu sarveshu bhuteshu kudatma na prakashate, prakashate. This is what Kathopanishad, what they, yajo vaja nivartande abhravya manasa saha. This is also from Upanishad. The means is, this is the place from where the mind and the word return back without being able to understand. Understand what it is trying to reach. Vedas bhango jada krishno dhadar sangarshano chudaha varuno varuno vritcha putka raksho mahamanaha. Veda. Veda. Here Veda say, this is how it is being, it has to be split up. Veda say mean is Brahma in his aspect of creating the universe. Swangaya. Swangaya means one who has beautiful limbs. But the much better explanation is would be that he is the same causal reason and also the result. He is the cause and effect, and he is the, there are three things needed for everything to exist. One is the material cause, and the second is the instrumental cause, and also then when these two things join together, a result is obtained. Vishnu, Veda Swango here, Veda Swango Ajita Krishna Dara Sangarchanochara. Here, Swangaya here means Vishnu is also the material cause of this world and also the instrumental cause, as also the world as its result. Ajita, one, Ajita is one who has never been beaten by anybody. Vishnu cannot be beaten anybody. Veda Swango Ajita Krishna. Krishna, in this sense, in this place, you know, Krishna, all of us know the meaning. In many of the places, I have explained the meaning. Krishna, as you know, is one of the epithets being given to Vasudeva Krishna because he was born black. And the second reason, Krishna means Aishwarya, Krishna means Jnana, that is why he is called Krishna. But in this context, Vishnu Purana describes the qualities are being referred to is the, it refers to Veda Vyasa himself. That is, the name here, when we say Krishna, Vishnu is the Krishna Dvaibhayana Vyasa. The description goes like it. Krishna Dvaibhayanam Vyasam Vidhi Narayanam Prabhum Gohyanya Pundarikakya Mahabharata Krutbhavet. Vishnu Purana, they say he is the one, because he is called Krishna Dvaibhayana. He was, is an avatar of Vishnu, and he has compiled the Mahabharata. Drita Sankarshanochara. Drita. Drita is one who is very, very firm, who is always very steady, and he never changes. And it also means, yesterday I was using the word Drita Sangalpa, which is solid, which is very firm. Here he is very, very firm in terms of his resolution and also in his attribute and Swarupa. Then Sankarshanaya Namaha, Achyutaya Namaha. That is Sankarshana. Sankarshana is the concept which is being used mostly in Dvaita, and it has got lots of philosophical meaning, because the four Amsa of Bhagavan Sri Vishnu, these four terms refer to the four stages, Jagra, Swapna, Sushupti and Turiya. Aniruddha represents, and who become Aniruddha is watches in your Jagra, that is waking state. Then Pradyumna, your dreaming state, Sangarshana in your deep dream sleep, and Paravasuda at Turiya level. Vishnu is one. Vishnu is represented here as Sangarshana in his aspect of Sushumna stage of human existence. Achyutaya Nama, one who does not fall from his status, nor does he allow his devotees to fall from his grace, or he does not allow his devotees from not following the dharma. That is, he ensures that his devotees always follow dharma. So Sangarshano Achyutaha, you can always say Vishnu is one who is Sangarshana and also Achyuta. So sometimes this is taken as two nama, Sangarshanaya Namaha, Achyutaya Namaha. Other times, sometimes it is taken as Sangarshano Achyutaya Namaha. Then Varunaya Namaha, Varuno, that is Varuno Varuno Vuksha Pushkalaksho Mahamanaha. Varuna is the embodiment of Varuna. Now when you look at the evolution of the deities in the Vedas, you find the concept of Varuna being possessed of the qualities which was later entrusted to Yama concept. That is, Vima is the one who enforces the Punya and Papa Karma Pala, an aspect of Vishnu. Sometimes it is also described as an aspect of Bhagavan Sri Shiva. Now, he enforces a principle which ensures that your Punya Pala and Karma Palas are given to do people. Yama completed final job of taking away one's life. But this duty was earlier with Varuna, this was also given. And also Varuna Pasha, Varuna in any Varuna images, I have written some of the articles with these images also. Varuna also carries a pasha, that is a sort of a rope. Pasha, you also find the pasha being carried by Yama. It is also carried by Lalitambika. In Vishnu, in some avatars, he also carries that. That indicates the ability to use your buddhi to draw things out in individuals, that quality. But in the hands of Varuna, it ensures that you at the time of your taking a life, that pasha is being used. So here, I just gave the explanation about the development of the concept of Yama from the stage of Varuna. But here the simple meaning will be Vishnu is compared Varuna. Then Varuno means the sons of Varuna. It refers to two people. One son of Varuna is Vasishta. Vyasam Vasishta Naptaram Shakte Pautra Kalmusham. That is, Vasishta is also the son of Varuna. Then another son of Varuna is Agastya. Agastya is the personification of two Vedic Devas. One is Varuna and Mitra. Vrikshaha, I have one who blesses people with his all encompassing grace of his eyes. Or as I've been, the another meaning is that Vrikshaha always refers to the aspect of Dharma. Vishnu, in his aspect of Dharma, he protects people. Here, Vishnu is compared to Dharma. Vrikshaha Pushkaraksha. Vishnu is one who resides in our heart, which is in the form of Sahasra Thala Padma. That is, thousand petal lotus. Sahasra Thala, whenever we mean it, it denotes time. And Vishnu as an antarvyabhi and an infinite reality exists in our heart to be worshipped. Mahamanaha, Mahabuddhi, Mahamanaha. The difference between buddhi and manas, it has to be understood. When we cannot straight away say Vishnu is the greatest buddhi, we can directly compare it to Mahabuddhi. Mahabuddhi, Mahavirya, Mahashakti, Mahadyuti. I will explain to you in the last class. Mahabuddhi is the first principle which has evolved from the sparsha matra, from the union of prakriti and purusha, that is buddhi, the capacity to discriminate between true knowledge and the false knowledge, that is buddhi. Whereas manas is the ability to receive impulses and desires. Our manas is the impulses and desires. What is the cause of our misery? What is the cause of our unhappiness? And what is the cause of our being, our getting caught in this cycle of birth and death? That is because of our tendency to go after the objects of senses. That is being done not by buddhi, that is being done by manas. At the individual level, it is manas. But Vishnu, in this aspect, when he is being compared as Mahamanas, Vishnu, in his yoga maya, uses the mind as a tool to entice people to engage themselves in activities so that the world can be run. That is why the description is Varuno Varuno Vichcha Pushkaraksho Mahamanaha Bhagavan Bhagahanandi Vanamali Kalayutaha Aditya. Yes? Yes?
Sorry, sir.
Yes? Anything?
Yeah, sir. One question. So,